Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show, serving up hot and fresh. Live from the Lakeland University studios here on a Friday. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. So coming up in 1.5 hour, I can't wait. I cannot wait. We're going to get to talk with the director of the movie Rise, the story of Giannis and his family. In 1.5 hour from right now. Also still to come in about 90 minutes. Quinn and Mayo, BetMGM tonight. Odyssey BetQL in about 90 minutes. Not necessarily to talk betting, talk more about the Washington Wizards as he's based out in D.C., pretty connected to the Wizards organization. Also a super fan of the Wizards on top of all that. So we'll get his thoughts on the Johnny Davis pick by Washington. Is that who he wanted? What were Wizards fans thinking last night and this morning? And we'll get into all of that in about 90 minutes. So last night, obviously, we were all talking about Marjon Beauchamp in that selection, but there was another selection that also piqued the interests of people in Wisconsin, and it was this one.
With the 28th pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the Golden State Warriors select Patrick Baldwin Jr. from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Pretty cool stuff, hearing Wisconsin-Milwaukee being announced with a first-round pick, Gary Ellerson. And we just confirmed that Assistant General Manager of the Golden State Warriors, Larry Harris, will join us in the second hour coming up on Monday to talk about the selection of Pat Baldwin Jr. and seemingly the pipeline of Wisconsin kids going to Golden State. Kevon Looney, obviously, is there. Jordan Poole is there. And now Pat Baldwin Jr., Gary.
Yeah, my son Brock just ordered the pool jersey from Golden State just 2 days ago.
Nice.
Your thoughts, you're the basketball guy, Steve. Your thoughts when you heard Pat Baldwin's name go to the Golden State Warriors?
Perfect.
What was your immediate thought?
Perfect. But my immediate thought when anybody goes to Golden State is perfect. Because there is absolutely zero pressure to do anything. You are surrounded by great players with great work ethic, great leadership, that know how to control a locker room, that know how to motivate and drive young players to get the most out of them. A good head coach in Steve Kerr, with a pretty good coaching staff as
you
well.
You probably can say great. How many championships does Steve Kerr has?
Yeah, sure. When you start talking about guys that they've developed, unlike the Bucks, I mean, Looney, they've developed. Poole, they developed, right? And from that perspective, you know they've developed young players. So if you're a young player going to Golden State, I think those are all positives at this point. If you're the Milwaukee Bucks or if you're the Golden State Warriors, then on top of that, you got an aging core. Curry's not getting any younger. Draymond's not getting any younger. And you're going to get your opportunity to maybe, you know, have one of those centerpiece roles in the next, you know, 3 or 4 years, maybe. And by that point, whoever they drafted last night would probably be in a position to be ready to go do that. But as far as this year goes, I think as far as this year goes, if I'm Pat Baldwin Jr., my goal is I want to be healthy for the whole season. That's my only goal. I want to be healthy. I want to be strong. I want to be in good shape. And then wherever the season takes me, it takes me. If I end up playing in the G League for part of it, fine. If I end up playing a few minutes here or there and sitting on the bench all year, fine. But the number one goal is to get through a full season without being hurt, because it didn't happen at the end of high school. It didn't happen as 1 year in college. That has to be the primary goal, Gary.
What's the question here, Steve?
I haven't asked it, Gary. I was just asking your thoughts on Pat Baldwin Jr.
I know, but I want you to get to the question.
Oh, you can't give me your thoughts on that. Okay. Would you rather have had Pat Baldwin Jr. over Marjon Beauchamp? That is the question that Gary would like to talk about. Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network.
To answer your question, Steve, I can do both of these things at one time. And it's going to lead into the other one. When I heard his name, Steve, I went, man, I forgot about him. Steve, at one point coming out of high school, wasn't he top five, couldn't miss?
At one point, I think he was top in the class, depending on the year that you looked at. Yeah.
Right. In the nation, right?
Yes.
I think he was a top five player at one point. And I got, man, I forgot about him. I said this to myself. Then as I started thinking, then I was going through all this Marjon Beauchamp stuff because I was trying to figure out who he was and all this. And I'm looking at all his stuff. Then I start looking at PBJ stuff. And I go, do you know, like, this kid, is this kid like 6'8", 6'9"? Wingspan about 7'2", of a 7'3" kid? Shoot it. Then I saw this video where he shot one like Steph Curry, where he turned his back and ran down court. And I started talking about, like, man, don't tell me Golden State done came up in and hit a home run. Because if you look at both of those picks, PBJ's got more upside than Beauchamp does.
No, I don't know. No.
He's got way more raw ability than Beauchamp does.
No, I'm not.
Way more. Not even close, Steve.
I'm not there. He's not nearly as athletic as Beauchamp is.
I know you talk. Yeah, no. He's a scorer. He is athletic. He's got way more upside than this. What you get into here, Steve, is the whole sort of kind of Anthony Davis stuff, Ben Simmons stuff. I mean, you probably could go on and on. You see where I'm trying to go with that? You get into that. But most certainly, Steve, PBJ is dripping with talent. Way more ability than Beauchamp has. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Now, if nobody believes me, call in and tell me I'm a liar right now. What's our number, Steve?
Our number right now, Gary, is the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network.
But the question is, will PBJ, will that come to fruition? Because you're right, it's been hurt. But you're talking about raw ability and talent. He's got way more than Beauchamp does. Not even close. Just look at it. You'll see it. Not even close.
I guess I'm not there.
And I'm with you on just get healthy, take your time. Now, it's a good situation for him if you don't expect anything.
I'm not there on Baldwin Jr. like you are.
Yes.
I think he'll be a guy that'll be able to score the basketball. He's going to have to improve his shot. That obviously has to happen outside. I question whether or not athletically he's got enough at the next level to do, you know, maybe what everybody thinks he's going to do. I think I look at him and go, maybe he's that guy that replaces Draymond, and he's that four eventually for Golden State going forward, and they use him in that type of role. As you know, high basketball IQ guy, coach's son, it's going to work hard, knows when to, you know, maybe to make the right pass and so forth and take advantage of it there. I don't see him as a guy that's going to be breaking people's ankles, going to the rim, or doing anything crazy like that. I just don't think he has that type of athleticism necessarily.
Beauchamp breaking ankles?
I think Beauchamp's going to, blow by people. Yeah, I do. He's got a really explosive first step from what I can tell on YouTube video.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't been there and seen him in front of me, but from what
but
I can tell
on video. When I think of breaking ankles, I think of...
Like crossover.
All that kind of stuff.
No.
I'm thinking Allen Iverson. I'm thinking...
You're right. I misspoke.
He ain't doing that.
No. I misspoke on how
step,
I labeled it.
Yes.
As far as blowing by guys, I don't know. And I don't know if Baldwin can necessarily...
His first step is off.
Right. I don't know if Baldwin can do that. And that's my thing, right? So, and you like to come at me with, there's positionalist basketball. That very well may be, but at one end you have to guard somebody, on the other end somebody's gonna have to guard you at the other hand. At the other end, and John Hammond, when he was here as Bucks GM, always used to say, whenever I'd bring that up, he'd say, "Sparky, you are whoever you can guard. That's who you are." And I think that's fair. And I don't think he's quick enough to guard a three. So now we start talking about power forwards and physically. You know, will he be able to put enough size on and have the mentality to be able to deal with that when he's dealing with a power forward that wants to go at him a little bit? That we'll have to wait and see. Offensively, because, you know, if he gets this shot to get going again, kind of more or less than it was like in high school, maybe more so than what we saw in college, I think he could eventually be a 20-point-a-night scorer at some point, maybe. I think that's a reasonable goal. But, like, I don't see all-star. I don't see... special.
Do you see Tobias Harris?
Ooh. Yeah.
Pat Baldwin Jr.
That's a good one. Yeah. I think that's a good. That's really good. Yeah. I think that's a really good comparison. Or maybe on a given year, you know, he scores really well. Maybe he sneaks into an all-star game.
That's what I see.
I think that's perfect. Boy, that's a great analysis. That's exactly who that dude is. Yeah, Tobias Harris, right. Would you rather have had Pat Baldwin Jr. over Marjan Beauchamp? Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. We got people on hold. We'll get to you guys coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Live from the Lakeland University studios, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, along with the former Packer Badger running back Gary Ellerson, asking you, would you rather have had Pat Baldwin Jr. from Milwaukee over Marjan Beauchamp for the Bucks from the G League Ignite? Ram, north side of Milwaukee, you're next up on the Wendy's Big Show. What say you, Ram?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Gary?
What's up?
I would take PBJ. I saw him in his sophomore year. So I think Jalen Johnson had to be a junior. I saw him drop 35 on him, like it wasn't nothing. And Jalen was holding him most of the time, like you said, that turnaround shot like that. And then the other thing I'm gonna say, Curry. I don't know if a lot of people know. You know he has to deal with Under Armour.
Yeah.
But he has this camp where he brings some of the best shooting guards and point guards in the nation in high school. And I want to say that PBJ was one. He was in it, one of his camps, and Jordan Poole. So this was the organizational pick.
Oh.
And then I want to say this. That kid can light it up. I saw a prediction when he was coming out. He hurt himself in senior year. He messed up his knee. That's why he didn't play. He messed up. So he messed up his knee. He didn't play his senior year.
Right. He was hurt.
Mr. Wisconsin.
Right.
Yeah.
He's been missing Wisconsin. And then the other thing is
he's been hurt back-to-back years. Pick, that's what I said.
Yeah. That pick and with the young guys they got, you had Moody, Poole, Kuminga, Wiggins. They're building their second dynasty. And Steve Kerr, he a shooter. People forget that. He's a shooter. So, of course,
okay.
He's going to get guys that can fill it up. He's not worried about the defense. He said, we can teach some defense. But right now, we want somebody to put the ball
don't forget,
in the hole.
You still have Wiseman, too.
Thank you.
And Wiseman.
Yeah, Wiseman was a top pick.
What do you think about Wiseman and Kuminga, Gary?
We'll get to it. Like, we just got to get these phone calls.
I like
my call, man.
Yeah.
I like Kuminga more than I like Wiseman.
Let's go, Steve. But, come on.
Let's go to Jake in Brookfield. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. Who would you rather have had, PBJ or Marjon Beauchamp?
Hey, I got to go with my guy, PBJ. I was I'm a Sussex Hamilton graduate. Was able to see a lot of his games. The guy is a straight-up baller, man. He's smooth, very composed under pressure. The guy's stroke is absolutely unbelievable. I was able to see him in his sophomore and junior year when he was number one, number two in the nation, up there with Chet Holmgren at the time. Was able to see him at the state tournament, and they were down, I don't know, 20-something and came back. He had a fantastic game. But his athletic ability, it's not fast, but it's smooth. The kid knows how to adjust to pressure. Knows the right pass, the right moves to make. So I'm going to have to go with my guy PBJ on this one. The kid, I don't know if the Bucks realize how unlucky they got last night, but Golden State got a special gem in my guy PBJ.
Yeah, we will see for sure. Jake, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jake.
Let's go to Doug in Luxembourg. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Doug?
All right, guys. I don't know. I haven't seen either one of these guys play enough to really comment on them, but I saw what I saw on Beauchamp. Kind of reminds me a little bit of a Paul Pressey type with a little faster first step. But I think
Beauchamp? Okay.
Yep. Long arms.
Yeah.
6'6". Supposedly a good defensive player. I think if he could mirror Paul Pressey's type of career, the Bucks would be happy with him. And as far as defense goes in the NBA, if you can fill it up, they don't care if you play defense at all. So it's a trade-off there. So we'll see.
Thank you. I wish
them both good luck. So
yes, no doubt about it.
Sounds good. Thanks for the call. Yep. Appreciate it. Let's go to Mike the Painter. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Mike?
Good morning, guys. You know, did PBJ even work out with the Bucks?
I don't think so. I don't know for sure.
I didn't hear that he did, and that's why I like what the Bucks did. They went for the guy that they had in for their workouts. We needed a wing guy, and that's who they picked, and that's who they like. So you got to like the pick because that's what they wanted to go and get. And at the end of the playoffs, I knew we needed to get younger, you know, and from Matthews. So this is a nice pick. This is what we needed. It's 24th
here's my
pick.
Thing with that. Yeah. Here's the thing, Steve, is what probably what you
call,
said
Mike.
Earlier, Steve. PBJ is probably not ready to play now. If this is a now, right now pick for the Milwaukee Bucks with Beauchamp, right?
Right.
If this is because PBJ still could be hurt. We don't know. Still need to develop. He can do that in Golden State. No, they don't need him today. But do we need Beauchamp? Everybody's saying we need for this kid to play 15 minutes right now and have a significant role. I don't know if PBJ is ready for that, but most certainly I feel like his upside is bigger than Beauchamp's. You ready for my next comparison?
I'll just say this quickly. We got to get to the director of the movie Rise coming up in the next segment. We got like two or three minutes here, then we got a break.
Okay.
But I'll just say that Baldwin doesn't fit what the Bucks want. They and Horst talked about it. They want the super athletic guys that can get up and down the floor. And Baldwin is not that guy. He's just not. And
I don't know that.
Well, I'm just telling. I mean, he's not Beauchamp from just pure athleticism. He's not. And that's what they wanted was what they got.
So they didn't want another shooter.
Apparently not. No, they wanted a guy that could play defense and play maybe against the other guy's best wings. That's what it appears to me. and a guy that can get out in transition, run, and play above the rim. That's what this pick was. That's exactly what this pick was. And I don't think Baldwin fits that in any way, shape, or form. Defensively, I don't think he's anything to write home about at this point either. And that's going to have to be worked on. And he'll be able to work on that with Draymond and with those Absolutely. Guys in Golden State. And Agreed. He'll get better, Gary.
Agreed. And maybe that's why the best place for him is there. But I believe there's more talent with PBJ than it is Beauchamp. Right. And you've got to draft players that fit what you want in your system. You do. I don't disagree. And Golden State and both and PBJ may be a better player than Beauchamp only because he was in the right spot for him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I totally understand what you mean. All right, coming up next, the director of the movie Rise, the Giannis movie that's out on Disney Plus today, will join us. Been waiting to talk to this dude for quite some time and looking forward to talking to him. Coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show, but don't forget the wait is over. Wendy's Summer Strawberry Chicken Salad is back. It's the event of the summer featuring freshly prepared ingredients like a mix of salad greens, grilled chicken, oven-baked crispy apple with smoked bacon, candied almonds, Italian cheese blend, and top it all off, fresh summer strawberries. All beautifully tossed together and served on the side of sweet champagne vinaigrette. Only at Wendy's. Don't miss the fan favorite, the Summer Strawberry Chicken Salad. Choose wisely and choose Wendy's.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Live from the Lakeland University studios, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler off doing a football camp. Where is he? I think he said he was going to do a football camp in Florida, I think is where he said he was going. So he is off doing that. He'll be back next week. Hey, Van Horn has entered the RV world. Pro Camp by Van Horn is a Class B camper van. It's like a tiny home on wheels designed for the weekend warrior or people who want to live the on-the-go van life. If you haven't seen this thing yet, check it out right now. VanHornProCamp.com. That's VanHornProCamp.com. With 6 miles available and a wide range of options, you can get the freestyle model with just walls and flooring to customize yourself, or you can go all the way up to a fully loaded package like the breakaway model, complete with awning, solar power, kitchen area, and adjustable bed, and a pull-out bench seat with enough room to sleep four. Explore all the options and more at VanHornProCamp.com. And joining us momentarily, our producer, Adam Roberts, is talking to him right now. The director of the new movie Rise, which is now on Disney Plus as of today. And Rise, of course, is all about the story of Giannis. And on the movie poster type deal, where it says Rise, above that it says, "A king will come from across the sea," is how it is labeled above the word Rise. And the backstory to this, I think, is the most amazing part of this whole deal. And when we get the director on, we're going to talk to him. He had this vision from the time he heard about Giannis and what he was doing. I mean, all the way back in 2013, Gary, that at that point he realized that if and when he gets over, and does something in the NBA, that he wanted to make a basketball movie about this kid. Because of everything he had already heard about him prior to even getting to the NBA when he got drafted by the Bucks with the 15th overall pick in 2013. So he had the vision in mind the entire time, and it took quite a while, 6 years actually, or so, in order to get to the point where, he could get to Giannis's family and the movie company and the whole deal, in order to try to get this thing pushing through, in order to make it to Disney Plus in this instance. Joining us now is the director of the movie Rise, which again you can see on Disney Plus starting today, and looking very forward to doing this interview. Akin Omotoso, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. Did I screw up your name? I hope I didn't.
Not at all.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bro, and also the way I understand it is like I've butchered a lot of people's names, so I'm good with my name being butchered. You know what I'm saying? But thank you so much for having me. So good to be here.
We were just talking before you came on about how this whole thing started, and it dates all the way back to when Giannis was actually selected by the Bucks in 2013.
Yeah, for me, I'm a big basketball fan. I'm a big NBA fan, and I became subsequently, obviously, also started becoming obsessed with the stories of African players in the NBA and how they got to the NBA. You know, so because of that, when I read Giannis' story in 2013, I just went, if ever I made a film about a basketball player, it'll be this gentleman's story. This is before two-time MVP. This is before we brought the championship home. You know. And the story was just so amazing and inspiring to me. So I always dreamt about making this film over the years.
Akin Omotoso, the director of the movie Rise, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline here on the Wendy's Big Show. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Now, the family is not really from Greece, are they? Originally?
They're from Nigeria.
Nigeria. And then they left Nigeria, yes. And went. So how did that work out for them?
So Charles and Veronica, Giannis's parents, left Nigeria to seek a better life in Greece. En route to Greece, their passports are seized by the European police. So they enter Greece as illegal immigrants and they give birth to these children. And because they can't become citizens, because even if you're born in Greece, you don't become a citizen. You don't automatically become a citizen.
Yeah. If
your parents are not. So basically, Giannis and his brothers spent the first couple of years of their lives stateless, in a sense, and having to hide from the police. So that's the backdrop. That's how they get to Greece.
The crazy Wow. part about all of this, too, is the fact that when you're figuring out who's going to play who in this movie, you know, Giannis tweets out, hey, whoever wants to play me and my brothers, go ahead, sign up. No experience necessary. And you literally ended up with a couple of kids and ended up being brothers, right, that maybe weren't actors at the time.
It was amazing because
you know, he sent out the beautiful tweet. We had about 400 tapes. We went through all the tapes. Wonderful casting crew from wonderful casting team, Randy and Michael from Disney, and myself and Bernie DePrigio. We went through all the tapes. Uche emerges, and we give him the job. And Bernie asks him, "Do you have a brother?" And then he says, "Oh, I do." And so he said, let's audition your brother. And enter Rao. Rao's audition tape is great. And so we cast them both, and we said, "Do you have any other brothers?"
Might as well.
Yeah. but everyone who played, you know, so they play brothers, and I thought it was very beautiful, you know. In real life, Tanasis brought Giannis onto the basketball court, and in this film, Uche brought his brother onto the project. There's just so many connective tissues between their life and the making of this film.
How much of was there conversation wise with Giannis and his family as you were putting this whole thing together, as maybe some aspects that he didn't want in the movie, other aspects he really wanted to make sure was in the movie?
The beautiful thing about this process, and this is what I like about it as a filmmaker, and you guys in Milwaukee, so you know the type of, you know, the character of him and his family.
For sure.
The fact that, you know, they, before I came on, Giannis, producer Bernie Goldman, and Yorgos, Giannis' agent, and Disney had already signed on. So Giannis was already part and parcel of the project, which is key, because he allowed us and his family, Tanasis, Kostas, Alex, and Veronica, we had access to them. So we could always ask them a question. We could always say, "Hey, is this how it went down?" He could also say, "Hey, this is how it went down. Let me tell you about this." And those sessions for me were the most exciting moments of making this film, because I'm a director that thrives on authenticity, and I just felt like you wanted to be authentic. So we were partners in the sense and telling the story and just always remaining true to the story. So the authenticity was really important for all of us.
And how did you get Disney to get involved with this?
So producer Bernie Goldman had spoken to Giannis's agent, Alex, and Alex said, Bernie loves basketball too, so he knows Giannis, but Alex gave him the story, and then they met, Yorgos gave him the story, and then they met with Giannis. Giannis is a big Disney fan, and so Bernie said, "Hey, I feel this is a Disney movie," and all three of them went and pitched the movie to Disney, and fortunately, they agreed that it was the kind of story that Disney would want to tell, so that's how that happened, and that was in probably 2018. I mean, I came on 2 years later, but that was 2018. Right. And after that, they hired Arash Amel, brilliant writer, to write the screenplay.
Unbelievable.
You know, Akeen, we all know about Thanasis. We all know about Kostas. But I don't think everybody realizes or has heard of Francis, Giannis's older brother. And he was a part of this whole thing as well.
Absolutely. Francis, what a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful man. I mean, a very talented musician. We use his music in the movie. You know, when we were shooting in Athens, you know, he was, again, a valuable resource to us, and just so generous with his time. And I think that's the aspect that people will start to see. You get more of a kaleidoscope of the family, so that by the time you understand, this is Giannis' origin story. This is the Adetokunbo's origin story. Everything starts to mix. You know what I mean? Like, you start to see the bigger picture. And I think that's the beauty of, that's some of the stuff everybody will discover when you watch the film. We go deeper into the family. And Francis is just a wonderful, wonderful man.
And in the story, obviously, we all heard about Giannis' father passing away. Is that part of the story as well? His role in his family?
Sorry, say that again.
Giannis' father, we understand his father passed away. Is his story also a part of this story, Giannis' father?
Absolutely. I mean, the story is about, Giannis has that beautiful quote, you know, when you're a little kid, you don't see the future, but your parents see the future for you. And so this is a love letter to the sacrifices his parents made. And ultimately, when we watch it, you see the sacrifices our parents made, you know, to get us all where we are. And so Charles and Veronica, it's really their story, and it's the story of how they raised these boys, you know, not allowing them to understand that your present situation is not permanent. You don't have to be, you're not limited by the fact that you don't have papers. Like, you're destined for something greater. and we all see how that manifested.
Akeen, I got one last one for you because I know you're stacked with interviews throughout the day, and that is John Hammond. And casting that character, we've known John Hammond for a long time. I used to do a basketball show with him weekly during Bucks seasons. He's not one that likes having, you know, the spotlight on him. He's not one. We try to get him on after the Bucks won a championship. No, it's their time. It's their time. Well, I'm good. So I can't imagine how this went with trying to cast him in a movie. How was he about this whole process?
Well, the thing is, I like, at least you've had a chance to, interact with John. My thing was I wanted to really pay tribute to someone who took a chance, and that he represents that person in all our lives who, while everyone is saying no, there's somebody who says, you know what, I'm going to take a chance on you. And so John Hammond, in terms of the character in the movie, I really wanted that character. For me, it was a homage to what he did, and it's a homage to people who, while the rest of the world might not see it, it goes back to the thing: can you see the future of someone? In the sense of, I get a good instinct of this person. I'm going to take a chance. Anyone could have picked any of those teams, except the teams that would have sent him back to Europe, could have picked Giannis. John did it.
You know,
and that's just beautiful.
We did a draft show back then, and I had John Hammond on the draft show, and I brought up to John Hammond. I was like, you know, if this doesn't work, you're pretty much going to get yourself fired. I mean, because this is a long, long shot if this doesn't work. And his response was, we're not going to get free agent superstars to come to Milwaukee. And so we have to swing for the fences. And this kid could be unbelievable. And that's why we're drafting him. And, you know, we'll see if we're right or wrong. And if I'm wrong, okay, I'm out of here. And if I'm right, you know, we're going to have a star. And that's exactly what it was. Not just a star, a superstar, best player in the league at that point. And it is truly amazing. Akeen Omotoso, director of the movie Rise, Disney Plus today. Go watch it today. Then you can watch it again tomorrow. Then you can watch it again on Sunday. You're not going to be able to get enough of this movie.
Just watch it over and over.
Tell your friends, tell your family, tweet about it, Facebook it, Instagram it, tell everybody. Akeen, great job, man. Thanks for coming on, man. And look forward to watching it about 5 million times.
Thank you. And Milwaukee, we're going to take it next year. Don't worry. We're there. We're in. We're going to be fine.
We are going to be fine. I agree with you, Akeen. Thanks so much, man. Take care. Have a good one.
Thank you. Appreciate
you. You betcha. There he is, Akeen Omotoso, director of the movie Rise, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. See, I didn't think John Hammond would have been all in on this. I was right, Gary. I was right. I knew it. Man, why doesn't he like taking some of the love, Gary? Why is that? Why? It's all right, though. I'm glad he included him in the movie, because he didn't have to include John in the movie, right? He could have.
Right.
He didn't have to, and he said, heck with it. We're doing it, because like he said, he took a chance. There were teams before him that could have taken the same chance that John Hammond did and didn't want to roll the dice on him, and John and Billy McKinney was also instrumental in scouting Giannis back in the day. Those guys rolled the dice and took him, and eventually a championship for the Bucks, not for those two, but a championship for the Bucks nonetheless. But Orlando is building down there, and he's doing a nice job with the Magic. Nice first overall pick yesterday with Banchero yesterday for the Orlando Magic. Take a quick time out. Back after this, Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
I'm doing the best I ever did. I'm doing the best that I can. I'm doing the best I ever did.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Gary Ellerson had to leave, had something come up. So it'll be myself and AR Adam Roberts rest of the way out. Again, our thanks to Akeen Omotoso, director of the movie Rise. AR, are you a big person into watching movies or films or documentaries about people's backgrounds and life stories? Did you get into that type of thing, or is it not your deal? Because I know a lot of people are like, I don't really care, man. I don't really care enough to watch one of those things.
I don't mind it. One of my favorite movies ever was ironically, a Disney movie, also very much like this one, The Greatest Game Ever Played.
Yeah.
It came out, 16 years ago? Yeah, it was. That was one of my favorite movies growing up as a kid. Of course, it was about golf, so that helped.
Sure.
So yeah, I like watching movies like this, and of course, big history buff. Before the History Channel turned into Are Aliens Among Us all the time, I would watch a lot of History Channel documentaries.
You know, it's interesting because, like, when I'm at home, if there is a one-on-one, like, interview show or whatever the case may be, I always end up watching. Remember back in the day, Charlie Rose had his one-on-one interview show or whatever else. And I think I watched the Morgan Freeman interview that Charlie Rose did with Morgan Freeman about the movie Mandela. That he did. And I think I watched it 20 or 30 times. Just absolutely loved the interview. Thought it was great. And I love watching interviews. And so many people I know are like, you are weird. Like, who likes watching interview shows? But I do. I like hearing the backstory and so forth. And I'm really anxious to see really what this movie is all about. And it helps when you know that the family knows what's in the movie and they approve it. Different than, say, that Laker fiasco that they shot in HBO where Jerry West is living and all these guys are mad, or the Michael Jordan one where it's Michael Jordan's side and then these former Bulls players are all mad of how he did in Jerry Krause. In this instance here, this is the family telling their story of how everything played out, which makes it a little bit more truer and a little bit more real to life.
Devil's advocate with the Michael Jordan stuff. Now, granted, this was right after COVID really spiked and we were all at home, so it hit right as that happened. So the conversation was going to be wide-ranging about that anyway. I'd argue that all of that, this is my side, this is our side stuff, helped further what that was that summer, because everybody was talking about it.
Yes, now, we talked about it a ton.
Totally understand what you're saying, though, and I really liked what Akeem said when he mentioned that, yeah, Giannis and we could talk to his brothers and everyone was right there with it. Authenticity is key. Because, yeah, that's a lot of the thing with these Disney movies about sports and sports stars in general. You're always wondering, did the athlete have any say in it whatsoever? Or is this just a guy interpreting what he thought happened? So it's really good to see Giannis was right there with it the whole time.
Yeah, in part of the conversation. And his older brother, you know, gets his music on the soundtrack, Francis. I know nothing about Francis.
Neither did I.
Not a single thing in the whole wide world. So, you know, he's going to get some exposure in this as well as his other brothers. And that's the really, I think, admirable part of Giannis. And there's probably a lot of admirable parts about Giannis. But he's just not going to let his family behind in this whole thing. Thanasis, want to be in a TV commercial? Let's do a TV commercial together. Realistically, Thanasis is never going to be in a TV commercial if his brother's not Giannis. But Giannis included him in the TV commercial and had him be part of it, right? That to me is great. Not all brothers are going to watch out for family members and so forth the way he does, right? They're not always going to be looking to put up and pull up other members of the family around him to make sure that they enjoy the process as much as they're in it. So oftentimes you hear athletes say, hey, you got to keep an arm distance from your family because they're just going to be trying to take all your money and take advantage of you and everything else. You hear it time and time again. I've heard it my whole life doing sports talk radio from one athlete over another that always suggests to other athletes to keep an arm distance from your family because it could go sideways in a hurry. And Giannis has done the exact opposite. He's embraced every moment of it with his family.
It's like they say in the Fast and Furious movies, nothing stronger than family.
You worked in, oh my God.
It's true, though.
God bless you for working that movie into this conversation. That's all I've got to say. Quentin Mayo, BetMGM tonight. Odyssey, BetQL. He joins us coming up here in about 40 minutes. We're going to talk about the Washington Wizards because he's got a lot of inside information within that side, that Wizards program. He's based out in D.C., super fan, Wizards fan. So we'll see what they think of the Johnny Davis pick. But coming up next, I want to talk about Johnny Davis and the Badgers. Now, originally, this was more of a Gary topic, but it's on the rundown, so we're going to do it regardless. Does Johnny Davis, in your opinion, that pick to the Wizards, at what was it, 10, I believe, does this help the Badgers in recruiting? Getting a top 10 pick into the NBA draft. Does this help Greg Gard? We'll discuss that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.